Do the candidates, this is David Holland, so do the candidates expect Sudbury to develop more of a dormitory role as links to London improve and Stansted Airport expands? And I will pass that one over to Simon to start the ball rolling. But can we be very brief on this one, 2 minutes maximum?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a danger of it. I mean, I don't think it's... James has been campaigning on getting a better, you know, a through rail link to London. I don't think it's going to happen, and B, I don't think it's necessarily a good thing for Sudbury because it would make us more of a dormitory. I think having... You know, this enormous building project in Chiltern Woods. You know, we talk about having a housing shortage, but I'm not sure Sudbury is short of the kind of houses they want to build there. It involves building houses for people who won't have jobs in the local economy and will go and commute somewhere else, and there isn't the infrastructure to support that kind of development. So, yes, there is a danger of that, and I think that's why we need to think, you know, to really big up localism and think about local issues and focus properly on the kind of community we want to build in Sudbury.
Grace, over to you.
I think one of the things we try to focus on in government is not making London the centre of everything. So I think things like the Local Enterprise Partnership are really positive in devolving power to local cities and towns and trying to make them hubs for investment and growth in their own local area. I do think that there is a trend to more people moving out and commuting, but I think we need a balance because, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to people commuting and, you know, as people come back at the weekends and spend their money in the market. So you can't just say it's out and out a bad thing to have some people commuting, but I do think we need a balance because it's a self-perpetuating if there aren't jobs for people here and if there aren't businesses where people want to spend their money, then more and more people will just use it as a dormitory.
Yes, I mean, I take the point about commuting, and that the problem is that commuting is pretty much endemic to this region anyway. So I don't think that actually adding in a proper link at Mark Stay to give us more direct access to London would actually be a bad idea. And don't forget, commuting is actually also a two-way process. There are people in London who might want to do business in Sudbury, and naturally businesses when I travel any distance, I travel by rail, because I can work on the train, etc. So if we have better communications into Sudbury, then the reverse effect also takes place, that Sudbury becomes more amenable to people from London. So I'm not against that. I think on balance, I think it's a good idea. As for Stansted, well, I guess we need to have better access down to the A120 for a starter from that, but that's another issue. So I'm not against, again, improving access to airports. I do travel abroad, I'm sure everyone here does from time to time. So better access to public transport, which we're always being told by the Greens, is a good thing. Then surely better railways for Sudbury and better access to airports rather than driving is also the best for Sudbury. Thank you.
James.
Yeah, well, my election address has already gone to the printer, and the number one priority that I have stated is opportunity for young people. And the way I define that is the number of parents who, like me, are worried that when their children leave home, the only thing they're going to do is get on a train to London to find a good job. We do need to have good quality, well-paid jobs in this area. And going back to this very good point made by Steve, I agree with this. The point about a direct link to London or general improvements to transport is, you know, commuters will, to a certain extent, put up with disruption. We know that because, to a certain extent, they don't have a choice. But businesses looking to locate here or to invest here will not do that. If they come to visit and the journey is terrible, they will simply invest elsewhere. So strong transport will help this area to be more competitive and to attract better businesses. I'll give you a very good example of that. The good old Sudbury bypass. There are a lot of companies who have manufacturing concerns in Sudbury who are concerned about the issues of lorries and getting them in and out. And something I like about the proposal for that original route is that it is not a bypass around Sudbury. It is a bypass around part of it. But it would still enable a lorry coming down Ballingdon Hill to bypass the centre of the town and end up in the Chiltern Industrial Estate, which would be fantastic for the businesses there, helping them to expand. But the key to this, as always, direct link, roads, whatever you're doing, how on earth do we pay for it? Which brings me finally to Stansted, because there is a huge push for growth and expansion around the A120, around Stansted Airport, which will deliver a lot of jobs. And I think this is our opportunity by linking up with Braintree and Essex and the Essex MPs and so on. We've got to be in there, part of that discussion, be part of that region. Baber is the only Suffolk District Council left on the Haven Gateway Partnership. We need to be at the table looking for joint funding between East Anglia and the South East for an Essex-Suffolk solution. And on the back of that, I think we can create lots of opportunity here so that we have good quality jobs for people in this area, but also the choice of good quality commuting services if that's what people think is best for them.
Yeah, the idea of Sudbury as a dormitory just doesn't work for me at all. And I'm mindful of a Twitter tag that refers to Sudbury as a mighty market town, and that's sort of how I see it, as mighty. And we've talked about the water meadow, so it's about making Sudbury a real destination for people. I think a lot of the conversation about transport is getting people out of Sudbury, but I think we've really got to get people into Sudbury. We produce, is it 90% of the world's silk that is produced in Sudbury. So, you know, we've got some really amazing things that we can build on. And I think we have got to engage younger people and business in that. So things like trying to create businesses around the digital and more creative technologies, and certainly opportunities to think differently about how the town works. So I talked a bit before about the Porteous Review, which was a bit of a sticky plaster, rather than actually really develop the town centre as a destination of choice. There's been a lot of debate about Bellevue and demolishing it for a budget hotel. Speculation, selling off our community assets, when actually what we've got to do is fundamentally address what is Sudbury and have a vision. I tried to look for a vision, a long-term plan for Sudbury. I looked on the Chamber website, I looked on Baber website, I found a document on the County Council website. It just had a paragraph about Sudbury, and it talked about the Chiltern Woods development. That could be amazing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had small developments on Chiltern Woods, but all of the products for those houses were developed by local people, local businesses, small scheme development? I think that could be amazing. But just one paragraph in a mighty document from Suffolk County Council on the economic future of Sudbury. So I'd like to be, if I were elected, I would work with communities. Sudbury needs to be a town developed by communities, for communities, and I would just be delighted to help drive that forward. Never a dormitory. We are the gateway. What do I call London's gateway to Suffolk?